Today's topic is the topic of the melacha of kosher and matir, which are connected to each other. Very good, tied together. So the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel told us that two of the avos melachos are kosher and matir, and the Gemara on Ayin Dala Amid Beis found the Makar in the Mishkan regarding the nets that were used for the Kshiras Achilazon. And it's interesting to note here that the Ritva wonders if the Pshat in this Gemara can be Poshek the Ibai of Tosis earlier on Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph regarding whether or not Matir is Dafka Amanas Likshur or not. So Ayin Sham in the 2 days in the Ritva and in the Pshat of Rashi. But the concept of kosher is explained in the 15th parak in the Eluk Sharim, where Rashi and the Rambam have a fundamental machlokas about the nature of which ksharim are subject to the chiyuv. The Mishnah says ve'elu ksharim on kufiyat aleph and beis shechayav and aleihen kesher hagemalim v'kesher hasaponim. And just like you're chayav on there, a kshira, you're also chayav on the heter. So what is it about these ksharim that makes them chayav? So Rashi says, "Ve'elu ksharim hamenuim ba'avos melachos diktani hakosher v'hamatir kesha shal kayama she'ino matir liolam dumiya dekoshrei chutrei yirios hanifsakos." That was the other Gemara. In addition to the nets, there was the yiria shanafal badrana. So kesher of hagamolim and kesher asaponim are examples of kesher shel kayama. Similarly, Rashi in the Gemara, when the Gemara distinguishes between Kitra Dizmama and Kitra de Kitri Bizmama, Rashi says, Zmama Menachvin Lenaka Bechotma Venosdin Ba Taba Shal Ritzua Vekoshin Osova Omeda Shal Olam Uksharot Lekoshin Lebahim Akoshin Ritzua Aruka Ba Osa Tabas Vekoshin Ba Upaamim Shematira. So Rashi says it all depends on how long you intend to leave it there. If you intend to leave the small ring of rope permanently, which is what the Gemara calls Kitra Dizmama, then you're Chayav. But if it's not permanent, then if it's the Zman Aruch, but it's not permanent, it's the Chut Aruch, but it's not permanent, so then that is Derabbanan. And then there's a third layer, which is the next Mishnah, about lechatchilat motor kosheris isha machdeh haluka, etc. And so too, this is what the Rush says here in his comments in this perek, where he says, quote, "Debekesha shal kayama ein chiluk beimaisa uman lemaisa hedyot." So for Rashi, the only thing that matters is that was the lashon of the Rush. The Rashi holds that the only thing that matters is how long you intend this kesher to be. It's interesting, I didn't see this in the Mishnah Brura, but in Rav Schefter's notes from Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim on Shabbos, he quotes that Rav Soloveitchik actually thought that this din of whether it's shel kayama or eino shel kayama that Rashi says everything hinges on, he thought that it wasn't just tolo in your intent, that it was also muchach mitoch maisav. Where did that come from? So it could be...
The
no, that the normal way in which this knot is used is long term. Because both here in the Zmama and the Istrida, but also on Kuf Yud Beis, for those who saw this Gemara, in in the case where the Gemara has to distinguish between Minel Amindel and Sandal Asandal and Kuf Yud Beis and the long lines, so the Gemara says, well, one case is Bid Ushkefi, that's Chayav Chatas. Then Patur Abal Aser is Bidrabanan, and Mutar L'Chatchila, that's Bidimnei Mechuza. So apparently Rav Soloveitchik wondered, why didn't the Gemara just say, oh, this is for when you tie it for a long-term use, for indefinite, permanent use, Shal Kayama, and this one is medium range Kayama, and the next one is Aser L'Hatir B'Yomei. So I thought that, I didn't see anybody who mentions this L'maisa, but the Nafka Mina would be, let's say you were someone who was intending on tying something just for a very temporary use, but the way that you tied it, or the circumstances in which you tied it, was one that most people usually tie for a long time. So for Rav Soloveitchik, your intent would not be adequate. But I didn't see so much that that makes its way into the poskim. We're going to get to the issue about the quality of the knot for the Rambam side, so it could be that's why it doesn't come up. But that's just an interesting knach within Shitas Rashi. I don't know if that's Mukubal, but I saw that in the notes. Yeah?
Wouldn't that just be the same as Maisa Uman?
That's what I just said. That may be Lamaisa obviated because we're going to be Machmer for the Rambam, but... Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. However, the Rif has a line in the context of this Ushkafi, where he says that it's mais de mais umanhu ve kesher shel kayama. And the Rambam, similarly, in the beginning of Perek Yud, says hakosher kesher shel kayama vehu mais uman is chayav. So what's the nekudas hamachlokes? So the Rav, according to the notes, one of the nekudas that he thought was different between the two as to whether or not this eino shel kayama is a din in kol haTorah kula or it's just a din in Melechus Shabbos. He thought that according to Rashi, the din of eino miskayemes in kshira is different than the eino miskayemes in dinei Shabbos. Because if it's eino miskayemes in dinei Shabbos, so then it should be Patur Abal Aser. However, the Rambam thinks that it's a din of Eino Miskayemes, a local din in Hilchos Shabbos, and if it's a local din in Hilchos Shabbos, that's only one Derabanan. So if it's Eino Miskayemes, plus it's not Maisa Uman, that's like a Shvus to Shvus type of model. Although even that, we know that there are sometimes where it's a Shvus to Shvus and sometimes it's trade Derabanan. But the idea, that was the way that Rav Schefter presented it from Rav Soloveitchik. However, we can note, we did see already in some other melachos like Tofer that, and Bonet, that sometimes when you have something which is so arai, it's so temporary, then in Shabbos it's also mutter. And it's not just a general din in kosher. So we saw that when it came to Binyan Leshav, that the Lego blocks are mutter l'chatchila, according to many poskim, maybe it's not Shabbos stick or the like, but Rav Avadah's Tshuva assumed that Binyan L'Shah, like the Chasam Sofer said, is not Binyan, and if it's Aroi, if it's super Aroi, so then perhaps that's the leniency, that even within Shabbos, there are certain levels of Arai that are Mutar L'Chatchila. You don't need to come on to the Shvus to Shvus, and perhaps that's even true, even according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you have to say that, and since it's Din Kol Torah Kula, it's Mutar L'Chatchila, just the Rabbanan were Machmir, and they expanded the Din of Kayama to include the intermediate Kayama on the Din de Rabbanan. But either way, according to Rashi, It's enough if it's shal kayama. According to the Rambam, you need tarti lativusa. You need it to be mutar lechatchila. It needs to be eino shal kayama and not a maisa uman. But the minute that it's a maisa uman, even if it's eino shal kayama, it's a problem. Well, what constitutes a maisa uman? So in that line of the riff, in the sandal, it's the lashon is bedetayi dekatri ushkafi. It's that these merchants, these travelers, they tie up in this specific way. So it's not 100% clear. Does that mean that only professionals tie knots in this way? Or no, it is a knot which professionals tie, and therefore even if a non-professional tied it, it would be a problem. Nafkamina, what if you have a random head yod? So the assumption of later poskim is that even a regular person, even if you're not a particular uman, would still be a problem of maisa uman for the Rambam, and we'll see that at its fullest. But it's a little bit difficult to be magdir. What exactly is this maisa uman, even if you are an uman? What makes it the fact that it is uman? Is it the pshat, it's maisa uman because there is a specific level of skill involved, and that gives it a level of chashivas? So if that's the case, maybe only that skilled craftsman, or even somebody who's not a skilled craftsman, but if they fashion the knot, a sailor's knot, that knot has chashivas. So you have the level of kiyum, and you have the level of chashivas, so that's adequate.
So it's skilled kiyum? Is that anyone say it?
So the first way to say it is that maisa uman is a question of how sophisticated is the knot.
Right. Okay.
That's number one. But the other way to say it is no. Maisa uman is not because the knot is very sophisticated. Rather, it's because it's very strong. It holds well. So if you look at the Shulchan Giborim, he suggests that perhaps, according to the Rif, the definition is Kesher Shekosherin Oso Hodek Hetev. Hodek Hetev, Hetev Hodek. That it's a very strong knot. If that's the case, then you don't, of course, you don't have to be a sailor. And even, you don't have to make a sailor's knot. You just have to make a knot which is similar to the sailor's knot in the respect that it is very strong. If it's not shel kayama, be d'rabbanan. But if it is shel kayama, it would be d'oraisa according to the Rambam.
The Shulchan Aruch, my thought, said that there could be such a thing as a maisa uman she'ena miskaya.
Right.
A maisa uman she'ena shel kayama, such that it would be, even though it is a maisa uman and very qualitatively good, it's not strong enough, and vice versa, that you could have and there's each there be a derbanan so long as not, right? Yeah. Okay.
Right, that's what we said before. According to the Rambam, to violate, you need tarta l'reyaso, and to be mota l'chatrila, you need tarta l'tivuso. So, he himself, the Shulchan Giborim, is mesupuk. If hedyotos can do this, if a kesher that a hedyot makes is chayav, but he's choshesh that maybe in a chanami, that a regular person can make a kesher that is a kesher of an uman, even if it's not a sailor's knot. And what would that be? That's what he calls beiz ksharim ze al gabe ze, which is what...
Is it matir?
No, this is what he's machmir for. He's machmir because he says, if you assume that the definition of uman for the Rambam is very strong, well, very strong doesn't require a sailor, and it doesn't even require a sailor's knot. It just requires a knot which is very strong. So now we have two opinions. We have Shitas Rashi, who thinks that the only issue is how long you intend it to last there. And then you have the Rambam, who says you have to think about how long you intend it to last for, and whether or not it is a kesher uman, which now we have to be choshe, he says, the sholta kiborim is any knot which is extremely tight, which could look in one of two ways. You could have a single thread which goes like this, and then you twist it around for one twist and pull it, that's a very strong knot. Or you could have two strings, and then you take two turns, and that's also a strong knot. So that's called two turns, once over, and then the second time over. So that's called two ksharim, one on top of the other. And that would be a problem. So much so that if you look in the footnotes of the Shi'ar Mitzion Ba'alacha, he quotes from the Maharsham, who says, well, what that means is, when you have your first kesher, when you have your first twist, since it could easily fall out, it's really the second twist that makes it all happen. He quotes from the Maharsham that if you have one twist on Erev Shabbos, making the second twist would be your Chiyuv Chatas, because that's like Chut Echad Ala Arig, or one Ksav to be mashed in the Sefer. So according to this, we now have to be concerned for both issues. So let's look, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deos. First is the Shulchan Aruch himself, who says, Kesher shel kayama v'hu maise uman chayav, kagon kesher sapan, ha-gamalim, sapanim. And then you have the Ramah, v'yesh cholkin, shesfirlu dekol kesher shel kayama, afilo shel hedyot, chayav and alav. That it all depends on how long it's going to be there for. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to consider the Rambam Shita. According to the Ramah, it follows Shitas Rashi. Within Shitas Rashi, how long is Kayama and how long is Eino Shel Kayama? So Shel Kayama is obviously a long period of time, indefinitely, forever and ever. I'm trying to remember where I saw this, someone who pointed out, maybe it was in the Piskei Tshuvos, who quoted two opinions in the Achronim, which we saw alluded to earlier in the Malacha of Topher, where, let's say, you're Topher something, and then you're going to throw it in the garbage. The Nafkamina was, remember? The diapers, that if you take the tab and you sticky them together after changing the baby, and then you take that diaper and then throw it away. So some poskim said that's a problem because now you have a kesher, a tfira shel kayama. And others said, no, it's not shel kayama because it's going to go straight in the garbage. So let's assume that's not what's happening here. A kesher shel kayama means it's going to be fixed in this way indefinitely, forever and ever, and you're not throwing it out. So that's the kesher of the gemalim, this mama, like Rashi says, omedes sham leolam. Leolam, I'm assuming, means the entire life of the animal. I guess when the animal dies, you're going to take it out, but that's still called leolam. That's indefinite. Never plan to take it out. Laad leolme olamim. That's doraisa. What is one step down from that? That's a level of drabanan. So Rashi says here on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says dibar maslo kitra. Right. The Mishnah did that. The Mishnah said that. Because that's them the yeah. Everybody will agree because you have. I'm sorry. What?
The second mission was potentially an aspect of hedya. So I don't know why.
The mission gives us three levels, so everybody has to explain what those three levels are. So Rashi says, it all depends on how long you plan to leave it there, right? If you leave it there, lenetzach netzachim, that's daraisa. If you leave it on an intermediate basis, which Rashi says is shavua or shvuayim, so then that's derabanan. And then if you leave it on a, we'll get to that in a second, that's motel chatchila, because the case of the Mishnah of kosheris isha mafteach haluka. So the nafkamina of this hagdara of shavua or shvuayim, the Rosh quotes in the Sefer HaTrumos, that if a person has pants that they wear and that they tie, I guess like sweatpants, where you tie it up. Our pants don't have ties, but I guess some pants have strings in them to tie. So if you only untie them once a week, which I think today is probably less common, although for those who have the coasting minig back in the days in yeshiva, so maybe, you know, I don't want to weigh in on that so much. But in the old days, he quotes it from the Sefer HaTrumos, but if you look at the Tiferes Shmuel on the bottom of the Rosh, he says it originally comes from the Ri, because the Rabbanan, they were Talmidei Chachamim, they would shochvim bo kol alaylos va'oskim b'torah ve'in chotzen onson ela b'leilei Shabbos. They would only change their pants Friday afternoon. They wouldn't wear pajamas because they would sleep in the Beis Medrash. Tremendous hasmada. Right here is the little Musar Haskel for us. So busy taking showers and taking care of ourselves. In those days, no need for a shower. You didn't need to unbutton your pants from one. You need to take out the tie from your pants for a whole week. So that, says the Rosh, is going to be a problem l'chatchila on Shabbos because you plan to leave it there for a whole week.
That ring was where?
It's quoted by the Tiferes Shmuel, who says that's the source for the Sefer HaTrumah. However, there is a minority opinion here that just you should be aware of. The Shulchan Gibbon quotes from the Urim, from Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, who actually says that it's mutter if you're going to leave it there for a week. And according to the Urim, the only Isser derabbanan is whether it's a suffake, you have a doubt, maybe you're going to leave it there forever. But if you know you're only going to leave it there for a week and a half, according to the Urim, that would be mutter. Because according to the Urim, what is li'olam? That's when it's guaranteed indefinite. If it's guaranteed not indefinite, then it's not li'olam, according to the Urim. It's a chiddush. But then that brings us to the third stage, which is heter gamur. What is heter gamur? Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, v'yesh omer shekol kesher, she'enu osin lahatir, ba'oso yom atzmo, mikri shel kayama, v'yesh mekilin lomar, da'ad shiva yamim lo mikri shel kayama. Where does the second pshat come from? From Lashon Rashi, because Rashi said Shavua or Shvuayim, so that sounds like, well, as long as you're less than a Shavua, you're okay. Others say no. If Rashi meant Shavua B'diktuk, he wouldn't have said Shavua or Shvuayim. He meant anything longer than one day. But everybody agrees, if it's also Lahatir, but also Yom, Rashi would say that it's Mutar L'chatchila. Well, what is Liyomo? So Rav Soloveitchik is Masupik about this. He wasn't sure if it's dafka ba'oso yom at that night, but if you look in the Prima Gadim here, in the Eish Al Avram, in Sifkat and Beis, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura, he assumes, this is what I think the generally accepted psak is, that as long as you're going to remove it within 24 hours, that's going to be enough.
What's Sifkat and
I don't remember in the Mishnah Brura, it's in the Eish Al Avram, Sifkat and Beis. And that means, even if you're going to untie it on Motzoi Shabbos, that would be okay. So now, based on what we have, if you're going to take two strings, let's say two ends of your shoelaces, and you're going to curl it over one time, that's going to be a kesher that's not a Maisa Uman, clearly, and it's going to fall apart immediately. Your das is going to be to take it out. No problem. Mutar l'chatchila. But what about a kesher al gabi kesher?
Is your das playing a role in that case?
What's that?
Is your das playing a role in that case, or it doesn't matter if your das is
not? Lechura, in that case, it's difficult to say that even if you have das, I guess maybe in theory, if you had das to leave it there forever, and it could theoretically last forever, so maybe in achanami. But yeah, I think the assumption is this one twist can't last at all. Forever. Right. But let's say, but what about making the second twist? So here, the Ramah says in the second V'yeshomrim, in the second Hagan, Sif Aleph, V'yeshomrim D'yesh L'Zor Shalol Lahat Yashum Kesher Shehu Shnei K'sharim Zel Zeh. De'ein anu b'kiyem eizem mikri kesha shel uman. Da'afilu be'eino shel kayama asu l'koshro. What is the Rambam saying? He's saying, I'm also machmer for shitas Rambam. And therefore, if you have a kesher uman, it's going to be asur midrabanan, even if it's for eino shel kayama. And so he's machmer for the shel t'giborim, was choshish, that two twists, this one, and then take it and turn it over again, that would be a kesher uman. And in that case, it's going to be asur, even if your kavana is latir bobiyom. And that's why, in the Shi'ar Mitzvah Balacha, Rav Brown says you have to be careful. Sometimes people, they tie up a handkerchief with two ksharim. He says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't do that, even if you're going to be matir biyomo. If you're making something that's extremely, extremely roughly, extremely loose, so then there is a discussion in, where was this? This was, here it is. Yeah, it's in the Karban Asanal and Sifkot and Gimel about if it's really, really loose and you didn't really pull it tight, so then maybe you could say that's not called a kesher because you didn't actually pull it. But if you're making, I think it's called a double knot. Right? This would be a double knot if you take one turn and then you make a second turn, kesher al gabe kesher. Even though today, oftentimes we call that a knot, and sometimes today we call a double knot. It doesn't necessarily mean a double knot because we often, in our shoelaces, we make a kesher and then we make an aniva, and then you fold that over. So that is a kesher and then an aniven and a kesher. So we call it a double knot, but it's actually a kesher, aniva, and then a kesher. We'll talk about aniva in a second.
So what would be a kesher?
You take two threads, you take one of them, you twist it around the other one, and now it comes out on the other side, and then you take them and you twist them around again, and you pull it.
Why?
Because it doesn't stick together at all. All you do is twist two strings.
Yeah, the first one is not a kesher, it's just twisting. It doesn't create a knot.
Shouldn't a knot that visually stick together?
I think that's what the post can point out. That kesher echad is nothing because it's going to fall apart. It's the tuksharim that makes it hadik.
But that's not what you less than the kesher. Kesher is like, how do you say it's a kesher? Like, then this is a kesher.
Because in theory, if you pull it tight, it does stay unless you put some pressure on it. That's all I got for you. I don't know more than that. So, if you have a kesher that is one kesher, then if it's, I guess it is daito that it's not maisa uman, you're going to take it out that day. So it's mutter to do that kshira, and it's mutter to be mater that kshira. So the Shulchan Aruch says, nafkamina is for if you're a nifsikal or ritzua. What's one exception to this? The last Mishnah, the way at the end of Shabbos, that if you have a kshira shel mitzvah, so then that's going to be mutter on a drabbanan case, drabbanan or mater.
What's considered?
So in that case, it was about measuring. I think it was about measuring a mikvah. So it was medita shel mitzvah and kshira shel mitzvah. It's the Mishnah. I'll give you the exact daf. Kosherin modedin pokekin. I think was the phrase. Pokekin modedin v'kosherin b'shabbos kuf nun zayin amid aleph. Kosher is a megida begemi to figure out if you have a poseach tefach. That was the case over there. So the Gemara says, as long as it's a kesher she'ino shel kayama, then b'makom mitzvah it's mutter, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it here. So that's in terms of a kesher. Two ksharim, we're going to be machmir for the Rambam, unless, as we pointed out earlier, the shita of Rashi would not matter if it's a double kesher, and even a double kesher itself was the Shulta Giborim's concern, but the Rambam himself required a ma'isa uman. So that's the Mishnah Berurah points out, that if it's a makom of tsar or hefsid or some tzorach gadol l'chora to make a kesher agabe kesher, if it's eino shel kayama, certainly the Mishnah Berurah points out you can ask a goy. But even if you can't ask a goy, if you have a tzorach gadol l'chora, there's yesh al milismoch. Where is it? I thought I saw the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe not. Maybe it's on the Shmir Shabbos. Let me just check to see if it was actually somewhere. I'm just making that up. He actually is Mekel. No, this was something else. He actually is Mekel to do a double kesher. Kosheres isha mitpachas roshalo bekesher kafel, as long as you're removing it every day. Because it's similar to the shasa tzorech or tzar or mitzvah, where he's matir lekoshro. Similar to the first day in the Ramah. So let's say he says you need a bandage for something, God forbid, and you can't get it to stay with a aniva, so you can make a kesher as long as it's going to be temporary, even though it could be a kesher hodek, but makom tsar makom choli, he'll be makel. This is in Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa Perek Tesvav. Halacha Nun Beis. Tesvav Nun Beis. But the Shmir Shabbos says you have an alternative. And what is that? You can do Aniva. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei. Aniva Mutter, based on the Gemara, here in the 15th Perek. Delav Kesher Hu. Aniva is not a Kesher. And therefore, even multiple anivas, and even if it's the zman meruba, why? Because al pidin, an aniva doesn't have the status of a kesher. Yes, even if it's strong. Because apparently, al pidin, since conceptually, it could easily fall apart with one tug because there's nothing holding it together. So me'ikar adin, that halachically it's not called a kesher.
Is that true?
What true?
When you double knot your shoes, they will not come undone.
Perfect, because double knotting your shoes is a kesher, and then an aniva, and then a kesher.
Oh, meaning just because something involves aniva doesn't mean it's called an aniva.
An aniva is an aniva. What about what Michael is saying? What about when you have a kesher and then an aniva on top of it? So here, exactly. So the Ramah says, "Va'afilum asa kesher echad lamata noagim bo heter." The Ramah says we're noag to be mekel on an aniva if it's algabe a kesher, because now you're talking about something a little bit in between. On the one hand, an aniva is not a kesher. On the other hand, when you combine the aniva with the kesher, so now you have something like our shoelaces that does have more staying power. And it incorporates the kesher underneath it, because you make the twist and then you make the aniva on top. So the Mishnah Brura here in Sifkat and Chavtez suggests that this, he quotes from Achronin, that's dafka k'sha'asu lahatir bo b'yom. Because that's not called in Maisa Uman. But if it's l'kayama, for example, he says, like for a lula v'chayotzi bo, asur lasos kesher lamata, Ella Aniva Bilvad. Nafkamina from this would be potentially the mantle, the gartel of a Sefer Torah. Let's say you're doing Galila Shabbos Mincha. So it's possible that you're going to get one of those wraparound gartlach, and if you make a kesher and aniva on top of it, so according to the second day in the Ramah, those who assume that biyomo is required within 24 hours and longer than that is asur midrabanan, So according to this Achronim in the Mishnah Brura, there's what to be machmir, and instead you should take the end of the vimple or something and just tuck it in, or just pull it. Now, there's yesh amal lismoch in this case in several respects. Number one is because the Rambam did point out that one opinion is that as long as it's less than 7 days, and if you're going to lay in on Monday, so it's less than 7 days, it's only a couple of days. And then the Rambam said that we're knowing Noag in Boheter, and he didn't give that caveat. But if you see somebody who's machmir, so you can understand why.
He said this is the Machmir Mitzvah.
What's that?
You can't say this is the Machmir Mitzvah.
I'm not sure it's Machmir Mitzvah, because you can, first of all, in theory, you could do without the gartel. Is there really a mitzvah to put a gartel on a Sefer Torah? Or you could just wrap it around and then tuck it in.
Why would Mishnah Brura not happy with that?
Not happy with
I
what?
I mean, that's the Bible, not just, not Shem, less than a week. Why did Mishnah Brura have this additional level of da'at above a yom and not just 3 days? 3 days is kol yama, it's not kol shek hayama.
Because according to the second day, it is called shek hayama. Right? It's only eino shek hayama if it's within 24 hours. Right. So that's exactly why he wants to be machmir. Right, that it's mutter. But usually the problem is, as we pointed out, it doesn't really hold very well. So you could do one kesher, pull it tight, and then that's it. So that you could do.
So if I have something with the nylon in the glove, so I can do
one. Exactly. Right, one. And then the last point, one liner, which happens all the time, is very common, that appears in the Mishnah Brura in the end of Sif Katan Chav Gimel, he quotes on the Chai Adam. What happens if I'm tying or untying my shoes and by accident it gets knotted up? So the Chai Adam says that's considered Omid Lahatir Biyomo. And it's mutter to undo it. And that happens all the time. Because when you got that tied up in a knot, you didn't. Exactly, it's the talus, it's the tzitzis, that happens all the time. So you didn't intend for that to happen, it became niskasher by itself. And therefore it's mutter to undo it.
Even if it's multiple knots?
Yeah, even if it's a big, gigantic jumble. Because, exactly. So, in this case, if you have a pair of shoes that accidentally got tied, it would be no problem to untie them. But if you have a pair of shoes that sometimes you slip your foot in and out of them and you don't untie them, if you didn't untie them for several days, so you have a kesher al gabe aniva and you want to put them on Shabbos, you want to untie them, so then that would be a problem. And that's what the Shemir Shabbos points out in Nundalid, that asur lahatirum olenatkam in the case where it was an aniva al gabi kesher lamayla me'eis
le'eis. I'm just curious to go back to the Rosh Halevich idea at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
In terms of understanding, I think we're actually in the Rosh, in terms of the mukhaf mikok maisa and the normative way the knot is used.
Yeah.
So, when would you say that it's batel daiteitza pa'adam untying a shoe?
Great question.
I mean, most people, I think, untie their shoes every day. I would imagine. It could be that there are a handful of teenagers or, you know, a percentage of people that don't, but meaning, even if one was to tie their shoe and leave it like that till next Shabbos or for the next 3 weeks, so that just means I'm lazy and I can kick off my shoes and slide them on. I don't care if my shoes aren't tight on my feet for the next week and a half. But Maisa, that's a normal knot that people tie every single day. That's undone at least once a day.
So certainly you have to have das to take it out within 24 hours.
Meaning I have to have active das to untie it in 24 hours? I can't have, like...
Well, what's the assumption? When you tie your shoes, you usually assume that you're going to take it out within 24 hours. So then that's the assumption.
So what would it be that I just don't need to have positive das to leave?
I guess in that circumstance, unless you're an oddball. Exactly. So I didn't have a chance to look this up. I remember when Rosh Hashanah gave us shiurim on Shabbos, he quoted, I seem to recall, but I didn't have a chance to look it up. I seem to recall that he quoted an Avni Nezer about this nafgamina of this sugya of Malachas Kosher for purposes of kshira of your tefillin, that if you lend your tefillin to somebody and you tie the knot, but you have kavana that you're going to change the knot when you borrow it, there's a nafgamina from this sugya because it's asi lahatir. I don't remember what he says. I just remember that it was being fascinating, but I have to see if I can dig that up at some point. But it might be a nafgamina of this for elsewhere in Shas. But to summarize, we presented the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether or not kosher is just a problem of almanas l'skayin versus kayama plus uman. At the end of the day, the Rambam is also machmir for the shitas of Rambam. And therefore, in terms of defining maisa uman, once we are choshesh that uman doesn't mean professional or sophisticated knot, it means a strong knot. So now, a kesher al gabi kesher, we're going to be machmir. And then within the question of zman, kayama, enok shal kayama, and then heter gomor. So we saw kayama is indefinite, forever. Eina shal kayama, according to most, is a week. We saw 2 days in terms of heter gomor, but most achronu are machmir that it should be within 24 hours. And then the question of aniva, being, even though it itself is not a kesher, but in conjunction with the kesher, aniva algabe kesher, the Rama is maker, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes achronu to be machmir that it should be less than 24 hours. And the heter of if it was niskasher betos, if it accidentally was tied, so then the chayyada was mekel, and that's how the Shemir Shabbos also paskins in Os Nun He, in Os Nun Vav, that an aniva that was histapka of a hafkul kesher, you can untie it. And if you can't get it untied, you can even cut it to break it. Adkan for today for Malachas.